Thank you. Please be seated. The gospel this morning is from Luke 17, verses 11 through 19. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was going through the region between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, 10 lepers approached him. Keeping their distance, they called out, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were made clean. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. He prostrated himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him, and he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus asked, "Were not 10 made clean? But the other 9, where are they? Was none of them found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well." The word of God. This is a commentary written by David. "Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, to all the exiles whom I have sent into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon, seek the welfare of the city where I have sent you into exile, and pray to the Lord on its behalf, for in its welfare you will find your welfare." But Jeremiah wrote these words after Jerusalem had been destroyed by the Babylonian army in 587 BCE, and its people taken to live as slaves in Babylon. He wrote to them about a strategy for surviving a devastating situation: the loss of their homes, their city, their temple. He gave them a strategy for adapting to their new life as slaves in a foreign country. Jeremiah's advice anticipated the teaching of Jesus by 600 years. Love your enemies. This is what Nelson Mandela practiced during the 27 years of his imprisonment. The city to which he had been sent into exile was a prison at Robben Island. "Pray for the welfare of the city to which I have sent you into exile, for in its welfare you will find your own welfare." Mandela prayed for the welfare of Robben Island. He loved his jailers in a deep, authentic way. In a sense, Mandela raised them up by what he saw in them, their humanity, their integrity. He carried himself with dignity and recognized the dignity of his jailers. Another word for what Mandela was practicing is Ubuntu. It is an African word which refers to a spirit of community, of belonging to each other so intimately that the well-being of all is dependent upon the well-being of each. It is characterized by peacefulness, generosity, and respect. It is clear that this sense of mutual interdependence guided Mandela in his efforts to reconcile the people of South Africa instead of further dividing them. The underlying assumption in Jeremiah's teaching seems to be this: wherever we are in relationships with others, and that well-being is never simply a private affair. The well-being of each depends upon the well-being of all. It is also a very practical teaching on how to cope with the feeling of exile in whatever situation we might find ourselves. Jeremiah's words help convert the feeling, "I don't belong here," to, "While I am here, let me do everything possible to make this situation better." In other words, let me approach this situation with the eyes and the heart of love. The connectedness at the heart of Jeremiah's teaching does not extend to just the human world. We belong not just to each other, but to the living miracle of God's creation. The circle of belonging extends yet again. Seek the welfare of creation, for in its welfare you will find your own welfare. The spiritual challenge is always to extend the circle of belonging more and more widely. As Jesus said, it's pretty easy to love those who love you. But what about loving those whom you might think of as your enemies? Jesus was insistent about this because he knew what Jeremiah knew. And until you experience your true connectedness with the world around you, all of it, the same motley world in which God makes the rain to fall on the just and the unjust alike, you will not find your own true self, your own true belonging. You will be in exile. And it has to be all of it, the whole world. Nothing left out, not even one lost sheep. The teaching today speaks to all of us who may be tempted to feel resentment or discouragement at our situation in life. It speaks to those of us who might experience a sense of exile, a sense of being disconnected from ourselves and what we love. Imagine how Mandela might have felt on Robben Island, sentenced to a lifetime in prison. And yet, what Mandela found and what Jeremiah teaches is that the way out of exile is always available to us. Our homecoming is as near as a change of heart. Seek the welfare of others, and your own welfare is assured. And as Jesus said, if you know these things, you are blessed if you do them.
Thank you.